It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Days of Halloween.
Coronavirus. Everybody talks coronavirus. And you know who's got a really, really bad rap? Well, bats. No doubt about it. But you know, bats have got a lot of myths and weird stuff said about them long before coronavirus made them center stage in the world. I decided it might be kind of cool to riddle me this, riddle me that, tell me some facts, and bust some myths about big bats. So here are six bat myths busted. First one is, are they really blind? This Halloween, we're quashing rumors about the malign mammal. For starters, they don't make nests in your hair. Bats tend to get off on the wrong wing with us humans, so in honor of National Bat Week and also Halloween, we're clearing up some myths about the world's only flying mammal. For starters, bats are not nefarious creatures, as they're often portrayed around Halloween, said Rob Moyes, executive director of the Michigan-based Organization for Bat Conservation. They're actually altruistic, Moyes said, and have been known to share food with other bats. Vampire bats, for instance, will regurgitate blood for bats who didn't get to feed. Aw, ain't that sweet. National Geographic caught up with Moyes and Orlando Science Center Bats Mysteries exhibit, which was supported by his organization to debunk some of the most persistent bat legends. One of them is they want to suck your blood, right? Vampire bats weigh only 2 ounces, and while these Central and South American natives have been known to bite people, they primarily feed on cattle in a way Moyes compared to a mosquito. They lick about a spoon's worth of blood and have an anti-clotting enzyme in their saliva that helps keep the blood flowing. And that enzyme is being used to develop anti-blood clotting medications called, wait for it, Draculin. Did you ever hear the theory or the idea that they're blind as a bat? This one's particularly untrue. Bigger bats can see 3 times better than humans. They're also sensory masters. The large ears of small bats help them escalate and echolocate or use sound waves that bounce off objects like a freaking natural sonar. So there you go. They actually see better than you, especially in the dark. The idea that bats get stuck in your hair is one that people think of, especially ladies. It might be the way bats fly and make them look like they're attacking your head, but really, bats hang upside down from their roots, so the small flyers need to drop down to get some lift to start the flight. You know what I mean? So, though it may appear the animals are swooping down on you, they really aren't. They're probably just going after bugs. There is no bat that makes a nest either, she added. Mize added, and certainly not in your coiffure. Somebody even said, you know, bats are pests, we should get rid of them, they don't matter. Well, Mize doesn't think that at all. If you think bats are blind or have their fetishes in your hair, you know, when people think that bats aren't worth anything, that's the biggest problem. For instance, bats are one of the key seed dispersers to regenerate a healthy rainforest. When fruit bats eat, the seeds are spread via guano, a spiffy word for bat poop. A 1999 study showed that 300 plant species rely on old world fruit bats to spread, and these bats have the potential to disperse hundreds of kilometers worth of forage and forests. Do you enjoy bananas, avocados, and margaritas? Well, without bats, you wouldn't have them. Just like bees, bats are pollinators. Last thing we got to kind of discredit here. The Center of Biological Diversity credits bats with providing non-toxic pest control services totaling $3.7 billion to $53 billion per year. With each bat chowing down on a couple of thousand bugs every single night, they're so important economically to us, it's shocking, Mize said. This is another thing right up there with the whole idea that if you get rid of these guys, a whole ecosystem will collapse. I mean, bats are super important. They really, really are. And they're also not all rabid. That's another thing that people talk about. Since sick bats are more likely to be caught, the percentage is likely lower than the overall bat population who actually has rabies. You know, it's only 5 to 6% test positive for rabies. That said, as with any wild animal, don't handle bats unless it's necessary. I mean, let's be honest. we just got the coronavirus from a bat, so a lot of people aren't going to be doing that anyway. So how would you help a bat? Well, first off, you can stop saying nasty things about them. Bats have feelings, too. I'm Batman. One way to help bats is to simply put up a bat house. They have a place to live, and you may never have to buy mosquito repellent ever again. Personally, I'll still be avoiding bats. But I tell you what I won't be avoiding. You guys, if you subscribe to my show, that'd be great. Don't forget to follow and subscribe and comment. Guys, I hope you're enjoying 31 Days of Halloween, the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast Halloween special. I'll see you, or you will see me tomorrow.